All right, thank you, everybody. thank you. All right, thank you very much, thank you. So how many people getting sick of the Hindu obstacle course at the airport? It's just, I mean, I'm a racist, but it's getting. And I don't mind foreigners, but don't be from your, from your country. Like, it's okay to be originally from there, like your parents and grandparents, but you can't be from India and ID. You go, what the fuck? I know I'm American. I gotta be more American than you, because I don't go ID, boarding pass. Man, I know my voice proves I'm American. Like, I need an American voice to ask me for my shit. But you can't get rid of the double day dudes, because they're amazing. Like, who else will work at a 24-hour Brooklyn gas station with no bulletproof vests and no gun? And curse niggas out if they don't have less than a 50. I be double double. Double. You need something smaller, please. 50 double. Double. Double day. You can't get rid of them because they do jobs nobody else is going to do. That's why you can't. Listen, what is this thing where we're trying to get Mexicans out of this country? Who else is going to work without Mexicans? And who else is going to work? Who else would drive a bicycle on the highway? Who else would ride a bicycle on the highway against traffic to deliver you a panini sandwich for lunch on time? Who else is gonna kick in your hotel door to make your bed besides some little Mexican woman who has an ethic? She has to make your bed. I have to make, hello? And she knocks, and she fucking punches the door, and she scares the shit out. She kicks the fucking door, and the chain is on. Hello? Hello? And you're like, miss, the chain is on. I'm alive. The chain's on the door. You don't have, ma'am, please. I must make your bed. I must. Make your bed. I must make your bed. Please, please. Please. Oh. You pull out a fucking Dios mío shit. Please. Please. And she's trying to squeeze in through the space, through the chain space. Like, hello? Hello? I must make you, hello? I wish I never traveled, for real, because I would like to just never had traveled outside this country, and then I could hate America and be happy, you know what I'm saying? But I traveled, and now it's like, now I like America, but I still hate, it's weird, I hate it, but it's nowhere better, because all I got to really deal with is racist crackers like that, and that's it's funny, because like, black people really don't look at white people with like, you're the oppressor anymore. It's just something we do. It's just like, we like not liking white people, and white people like not liking us. It's like, that's just what we do. It's just, because I'm not going nowhere, and I'll kill a motherfucker he tell me to go like back to Africa. But listen, I'm talking to black people. Stop that fucking horseshit, that go back to Africa shit. First of all, Africans don't like black people. That's first one. They don't like us. And what the fuck am I gonna do in Africa? Besides fight in some war wearing sweatpants and tuxedo shoes with a fucking with a fucking machete in my hand with a pair of fucking tuxedo shoes and a knife and fighting some goofy ass fucking war. Fuck it. That's what's wrong with the rest of this world, man. They on us too much, man. If you travel, you know. If you travel, you know how much they on this country. And I'm not a nigga no place else but here. Every place else, I'm American. I got to figure out how to be an American. I had to learn that shit. See a nigga, like, arguing, like, hey, let me tell you something about the Star Spangled Banner, buddy. And you be like, oh. Like, I don't defend America, but when you go to another country, I just do it.